where you're from and
oh,
what.
Gary.
Oh, right, sorry.
I'm eavesdropping here on an interview with Will Perrin, Gary Coppedge, and People's Voices. Go on, Gary, get it going again.
I feel like when someone announcing a Latin American coup as all the microphones suddenly come in.
You know. Will, tell me a bit about...
We have taken the radio station.
Resistance
is futile.
Tell me a bit about yourself, who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do.
My name's William Perrin. I'm a community activist from King's Cross in North London. Previously, I worked in central government, where I headed up the government's drive on modernising its websites, which is a lifetime's work. So rather than spend a lifetime doing that, I bailed out to set up community websites around the country in conjunction with Channel 4, a new project called Talk About Local.
Okay, can you just give us an example of a particular project that you've worked on which is supporting digital inclusion?
Yeah, the websites I set up in King's Cross in North London, it was a highly deprived area, and using digital media we were able to give the community a voice, a very powerful voice, a voice that was more effective with the council, with the big companies, with the property developers, and that promoted a great sense of community inclusion for everybody in the community, whether they were online or not.
Okay, one of the key themes of the conference is about empowerment using technology and engaging with technology. What do you think that means?
I think it means giving people a more effective voice to exercise their democratic rights. There are other variants on it, but for me that's the most important. And it reflects all the work I've done in my community in North London, where we have given people a voice that's allowed them to take on big business, take on the railway companies, to take on the government and stand up for their rights. Digital media are extremely powerful in that respect and are available at very, very low cost, are almost free, and these days are thankfully extremely easy to use. So the opportunity is huge. I think digital inclusion is right at the heart of today's empowerment agenda.
But just give me an example of a particular group or individuals that you think you've helped empowered as a result of digital technology.
I helped the people who lived on the Bemerton estate in North London. It's one of the poorest super output areas in the whole country, in cleaning up their physical environment. So I would use the web, I would simply take photos of abandoned cars, of dumped rubbish, of abandoned sofas and mattresses, put them up on the website and report them to the council at the same time using the council's reporting channels. Now, lots of other people were reporting to the council, but they weren't necessarily getting fixed. But the fact that they were evidenced on the web with a simple photograph and a date and a little commentary saying we've reported these to the council was a strong tacit pressure on the council to get things done. And that led to a far greater investment in street cleaning resources in King's Cross and has been a great theme of the websites we've run there over time. So we're helping an extremely disenfranchised community take control of its environment and clean up their streets.
Great. One of the things that wants to come out of this conference is around the digital manifesto. If you had one point that you wanted to raise up for the digital manifesto, what would that be?
I think it's sort of governance by the people and for the people. To go back a few hundred years. The web allows people to take control of their immediate surroundings by communicating effectively the problems there to people who have the power to correct them. And for me, that should be at the heart of the digital manifesto, how you empower people to take control of their own communities and hold public servants and public figures to account.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, President of all.
Good stuff.
Thank you, great stuff.
Thank you very much.
Right, that's going to go on the web and we'll...